health. To be able to do the things that we're expected to do, to be in His presence is indeed a great privilege. I want to welcome all of you once more to this evening service. And I want to thank God that you are here also. Although we are quite a handful, but God will always do what He will do. Praise the Lord. I want to thank our chaplain for this opportunity and all the ministers in the house for this opportunity to stand here and share His word with His people. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Let's say this song as we pray. All the glory must be to the Lord, for He is worthy of hear your word this evening. Teach us, O Lord God, by your Holy Spirit. Our Father, at the end of it, take all the glory, for all the glory belongs to you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our topic this evening is kindness. Kindness. What is it all about? Our background scripture is Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. Colossians 3, 12 to 15. We have been talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit for some weeks now. And we're reminded that it is not fruit, that it is fruit. Because, like what Paul said, according to Paul, the absence of one makes the fruit incomplete. We've talked about there are so many, like we see there in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. But we concentrated on love, joy, peace, I think patience, and today we're talking about kindness. Praise the Lord. Kindness. What is kindness? The opposite of kindness is what? wickedness. They say somebody is kind. Then the other way, like I say, the person is there. Somebody is there, wicked. And according to, can we go to Galatians chapter 5? Galatians chapter 5, please. Media, you can help us. Since I see there's nobody there. Yeah? Okay. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Verse 23, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Against such, against all these fruits, against kindness, long-suffering, peace, love, joy, patience, goodness, faithfulness, against such, there is no law. There's no conflict. What am I trying to say? When you have joy, when you have peace, when you are long-suffering or you are patient, when you are kind, when you are gentle, when you are faithful, there is no conflict. Nobody is going to tell you that that thing you are doing is wrong. Nobody is going to abuse you for it. Nobody is going to curse you for being kind, for showing love, for being patient. Praise the Lord. Against such, there is no law, because it is a good thing. That is what our Lord Jesus Christ wants us, our God in heaven, our Father, want us to do. And you see, when these fruits of the Spirit that I came to understand, they are a witness to our faith as Christians. Because people are watching us. They are watching the way we behave, the type of life we are living. People are watching us as Christians. If this man is a Christian, how come he's like this? How come he's like that? And the devil has put it in the hearts of men to complain so much. Sometimes when you want to preach to people, you want to go for evangelism, they will tell you, I don't think I want to be a Christian. I've encountered such. Why? They say, I'm such a so person. How come he's so bad? How come he's so mean? And you say he's a Christian. And you want me to be like that? Praise the Lord. So like I said, we are these things, this fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, they are witnesses of the type of life we live, of our faith, of our belief of as Christians. However, we're talking about kindness today. What is it all about? It says here that the kindness is the quality or state of being kind. And it is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So, the steadfast love that maintains relationship through gracious aid in times of need is also kindness. The steadfast love that maintains relationship through gracious aid in times of need is also kindness. You see, love and kindness, they go together. When one loves his or her neighbor, he will seek to be kind to that neighbor. And when there is kindness between neighbors, one another, there is peace. Peace exists between those two people. That's why we say that it is a complete whole, and the absence of one makes the fruit not complete, incomplete. So all of them, they go together. Another thing I have to say about Canada, it is goodness of heart, serviceable, good, gracious, pleasant. When you have a goodness of heart, when you are serviceable, when you are good, when you are gracious, you are pleasant, you are said to be kind. It's also love for mankind, hospitality, acts of kindness, readiness to help, human friendship, benevolence, taking thoughts of others. Like I said before, kindness leads to doing good to our labor. Goodness in action, sweetness of disposition, gentleness in dealing with others is also another side of kindness. The ability to act for welfare of those taxing your patience, that is kindness. I repeat it again. The ability to act for welfare of those taxing your patience is also kindness. The example given here are parents. Honestly, in the whole wide world, there's nobody as patient as a parent. Am I right? Parents are very patient with our kids, with our children. A child will misbehave. The child will get the parent so angry. Like, I met a parent this morning. He asked me about my daughter's jam results. I told him that results are out. How about your daughter? He said he did not ask her. I said, why? That she has been annoying him for some time now and decided to keep her at a distance. I said, no, that is even the wrongest thing to do, keeping her at a distance. Meaning you're telling her that she can go out to do whatever she likes. But you see, what I'm trying to bring out here is that although he's keeping her at a distance, that does not mean that he will not give her food. Am I right? That does not mean that when he comes that daddy, I want to buy a textbook, that he will not give her the money. That does not mean that he's going to drive her from the house, that she will not sleep in the house. Because like he said, the girl has been misbehaving very badly. And that is the patience of parents. Like they're saying, they don't throw the bath water with the child. No matter how dirty a child is, if the child can soil himself or herself with feces, very dirty, the mother will carry the child, bath the child, throw away the dirty water, and make the child look nice. Praise the Lord. That is the essence of the kindness of a parent. The English dictionary defines kindness as one having a benevolent, courteous, friendly, generous, gentle, sympathetic, or warm-hearted nature of disposition marked by consideration for service to others. Also favorable, mild, gentle, characteristics of the species belonging to one's nature, natural, native. So what they are saying here is that kindness can be somebody's nature. It can be natural, but I want to add here that it is natural to the child of God, to the person that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his or her Lord and personal Savior. Of course, some characters, behaviors are genetic. We inherit from our parents. But when one is born again, it goes the extra mile. The teacher's Bible explains kindness as the inner gentle nature of the individual that is produced as a result of dependence on the grace of God. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Can we go there? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. It is by the grace of God. Do not behave rudely. Do not seek his own. It's not provoked. Thinks no evil. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6. 2 Corinthians 6, 6. By purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love. So you see, it all comes by the Spirit of God, by the grace of God that has been made available to us. Ephesians, okay. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Colossians 3, 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, as the elect of God, as those that obtained or received the grace of God, we are asked to put on kindness amongst all these other things. When you are kind, you are compassionate. Like our Lord Jesus Christ is our perfect example. Bible said in so many places that when he sees the sick, those that are diseased, having one challenge on the other, Bible tells us that he will have compassion on them and he will heal them. So, kindness leads to compassion. Praise the Lord. Why kindness? Why should we manifest kindness? Or why is it a fruit of the Spirit? Or why should we manifest it as the fruit of the Spirit? It is an attribute of God. Isaiah 54, verse 8. Isaiah 54, verse 8. With a little rod, I hid myself, my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. Verse 10. For the mountain shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. Praise the Lord. God is kind, and as his children, we are to be like him. God is kind, and if we say he's our father, and we are children, we are supposed to imitate him in all of his character, to demonstrate his character and be like him. God demonstrated his kindness and goodness towards in our salvation. Ephesians 5, 1 to 2. Can we be there? Okay, verse 2. Okay, therefore be imitators of God as what now? Go back to verse 1. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children. Verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. That is it. God demonstrated his kindness and his goodness to us in our salvation by giving his only son, his beloved son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to give himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice. And to God, it was a sweet-smelling aroma. Praise the Lord. Number 2, God commands us to be kind. It is a commandment. Ephesians 4, 32. Ephesians chapter 4. Okay. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Up to chapter 5, verse 1 to 2, which we have just read. Okay, go to Proverbs 3, 27 to 28. Proverbs chapter 3, 27. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it when you have it with you. Praise the Lord. This is an offense a lot of people commit, especially those that have people working for them. Somebody will do a job for you. Maybe you thought the job, you felt the job should have supposed to have taken like 5 days. And the person put in so much effort and finished it in 1 or 2 days. And the person comes asking for his money, his or her money, the payment. And you tell the person, go, tomorrow you come back. Because maybe you feel that, after all, the job was not worth that amount. I've seen people arguing about these things so many times. The Bible, we are being told this evening that we should not be withhold goods from those it is to whom it is due. Or maybe somebody needs help from you. Somebody does not have food or money. The person comes to you. You will tell the person, Sorry, wow, times are hard. Please, I will pray for you. Or let us pray. Some people will pray. Some say, go, I will pray for you. You have the power to help people in so many ways. But you just feel reluctant. Instead, you will say, if you want to be very Christian, you want to be very spiritual, you will say, let us pray. Why be reminded this evening that we should not do that? Praise the Lord. When we have the power to do good to somebody, we should do it. 1 Peter 4:9-10. 1 Peter 4:9-10. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling, as each one has received a gift. Minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Being hospitable is another side to kindness. So we should be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Now we are told, somebody told the story here of a mother that we have visitors. They will just be telling the children, bring out all the food, bring out all the food. Give them, serve them, serve them. You will serve them. They will be very happy. They will praise her, thank her. They will go. Then later she will be complaining to the child. Now, wow, all this would have come to finish my food. Praise the Lord. And you know, children, the child now asks the mother, mommy, but you're the one that be saying we should give them. Give them. So how come you are complaining? Praise the Lord. We should not set wrong examples for our children. Want to do something, do it. After all, nobody is forcing you to do it. But do it as a child of God, because that is what God wants you to do, and you have a reward for it. Micah 6:8. Micah 6:8. Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? That is what God wants us to do, as we saw in Micah, that it is a good thing for us to be kind or to show kindness, because that is what our Father in heaven wants. Praise the Lord. Number 3, kindness replaces all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander with all malice. Kindness. When you have a kind heart, there's no room for bitterness, no room for anger, for wrath, that is serious anger, no room for clamor, no room for slander, no room for malice. When you have a kind heart, you're not going to entertain any slander or gossip, or be involved, or be a partaker of it, or keep malice with somebody. No. But I've been told here that kindness replaces all these things: bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, and their malice. A kind person is tender hearted. If the heart is hard in the inside, and the manners are meek and polite and helpful on the outside, it is not Christian kindness. Yes, it is true. There are some people outwardly that appear so polite, so helpful. You know, they have good manners. They look pleasant. When you see them, you will like them. Beautiful people, beautiful women, handsome men. But inside is hard. It's hard. But that is not a Christian kindness. An example I can give now is, for example, a man that wants to lure a girl, maybe a much younger, a small girl, to bed. You will see the man will be offering to help, you know, offering to help the, if his school fees, pay for the girl, you know, buy hats and all that. But he has an ulterior motive. Such person, I call that one a wickedness. Is a hardened heart. You're not helping the person because you are a child of God. You want to help the person. You want to please God. But you have an ulterior motive. The idea behind tender hearted is that our insides are easily touched. When your skin is tender, it doesn't take a very hard touch to make it feel pain. When your heart is tender, it is easily affected. It feels easily and quickly. You are compassionate. You are easily touched by people's suffering, people's pains, people's sorrows. You are easily touched. You feel for people when you have a kind heart. Know that kindness should not involve a compromise with evil so serious that in the long run, it hurts more than it helps. That is, should you show kindness to somebody to the detriment of yourself? What is the essence of Christian kindness? That is what we are being told here. It should not involve a compromise with evil, so sure that in the long run, it hurts more than it helps. Praise the Lord. Like, for example, when the traders were in the temple, Jesus Christ threw away their tables and their merchandise. Can we not say that the Lord Jesus Christ was wicked? No. Praise the Lord. For some people, we say it was a wickedness. Or for example, a boy-girl relationship. You know, some boys or men, they blackmail girls emotionally. They will tell them, if you don't love me, I will commit suicide. That's emotional blackmail. That's why I call it. I know the girl, maybe she has a soft heart or a soft mind. She said, okay. And before you know, they will go to bed. It might result in pregnancy. They may commit abortion. The girl may even die. That is a compromise with evil that hurts in the long run more than it helps. Praise the Lord. I had an experience some time ago, a long time ago. I have a cousin. She came to my house. So she came. She had not stayed up to... She didn't stay up to 1 week before she started manifesting something. So there was another cousin that was in the house. And she came to tell us that... my husband's sister. I come to tell us that somebody broke into her box. How can somebody break into your box and two of you are the only people we left in the house? And she said, yes, she insisted. So went to check the box. Actually, it was broken into. So she now said that is this my cousin. And I agreed with her because after all, there were only two in the house. And this kind of thing had not happened before. So I was troubled. What was her motive? Okay, she broke into the bus and took her money. So I was troubled. So I called her into the room and talked with her. Then at last she opened up. And that is true. She broke it up. And this is the reason why. Why was the reason? She was into a relationship. They mixed blood and she had to sacrifice at a specific time. She does not do that sacrifice, she will die. So she took the money, she went to buy native fowl. This person came from Suleja, did not stay in Delta State to Suleja, coming to Abraka for the first time. Went to buy native fowl in the market, did the sacrifice. So what time did you do the sacrifice? She said 12, is it 12, maybe 2 a.m. while we were all sleeping. I was stunned. Said Jesus, this girl can even invite armed robbers. I was sleeping. Before she can do this, there's nothing she will not. And when you see her, she has a very cheerful disposition, very pleasant, beautiful looking girl. I couldn't hide it from my husband. I told my husband. My husband said that very evening. My husband came from work after 4. That very evening she had to leave the house. She's going to appearance and Suleja. I said he doesn't care. Anywhere she like, let her go. Praise the Lord. So I was worried. That's okay, she enters Rose now and something happens to her. Then we say we are wicked. You know? So I prayed and God ministered to me. I called my brother. Luckily, was coming to Asaba. I said, please, to coming from Asaba to Warri. I said, please, pass to Abraka so that you can pick this girl. Do you know that? But I thank God that the father saw this guy as a wicked guy. But the mother and the other siblings, they saw us as very wicked people. Praise the Lord. That is what we are saying, and that thing is still lingering up to today. But I just pray that God will touch them. God will touch their hearts. God will make them really born again, so that every whatever will leave their hearts in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So we do not involve a compromise just because we want to show kindness. We should not involve in a compromise with evil so serious that in the long run, it will hurt us more than it is supposed to help us. Number five, there is a reward. Galatians 6:9. Galatians 6:9 is a very common scripture that we all know. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. If we show kindness, we will reap kindness. Matthew 10:42. Matthew 10:42. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. So there is a reward in being kind. And our Lord Jesus Christ is the one assuring us of this reward himself. Ah, I feel excited. Knowing that when you do good to somebody, you will have a reward from Father, our Father God. Praise the Lord. Just like he said in the scripture, that you should help the poor, the widow, the fatherless. That when you do that, that he's owing you. How does it feel when God himself is your debtor? Praise the Lord. Psalm 41:1-2. Psalm 41:1-2. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. These are some of the blessings, the rewards that come from being good or being showing kindness to people. I want to tell a story about my mother. My mother is this very kind natured person. My mother fed people so much that she was feeding a madman. She had a special plate for the man. Anytime the man comes, the man will just rub, put his hand on his head, just rub his tummy. My mother will say, what is his name? Daniel, you have come. Okay, bring your plate. He will go there. He will bring the plate. My mother will serve him food. Then he will eat. After eating, we just leave the plate. No thank you, nothing. We'll walk away. We used to be angry. Why are you doing this? His man will not even tell you thank you. He will not even wash his plate, sir. So is it me that's going to... None of us, of course, our children, none of us agreed to wash the plate. My mother didn't mind. Praise the Lord. There was a day I came from school. In the afternoon, I saw a group of ministers. Anglicans, we know how they dress now. They came, there were many. We are just coming, entering, filing into the parlor one after the other. So I was surprised. Mama, what is this? Do you have a service here? He said, no, I don't even know what is happening. That is even surprised to see them. So a woman came, a woman that she has been giving a lot of helping hands. She came. She said, Mama, I don't have anything to thank you. That is why I brought all these men of God to come and pray for you. I was touched. In fact, I shed tears that afternoon. And I made up my mind that day that I was going to be good, that I was going to be kind to people. Praise the Lord. And my mother had appendix burst inside her. For a long time, she didn't know. Women in the village now, pain, she complained of pain. They were rubbing it, until the pain became unbearable. She had to go to hospital. My sister took her to worry. And they told her that the thing burst a long time ago. In fact, they cut the story short. They drained pulse for 3 days before they could remove the appendix to see how well God kept her. And one of my uncles came and said, this kind of thing happens to only a good people. He said, your mother is a righteous woman. She's a good woman. If not, she would have died. And truly, God kept her. God kept her throughout that period. And God kept her, gave her many, many more years before she... I think she was about 50 when that thing happened. And she died at 78. I miss all that things that God delivered her from. Praise the Lord. And because I made up my mind to do that, maybe God saw my heart too. There was a time I was in the office and a woman came too with a man of God. Ah, what is this now? I brought him to pray for you. You have helped me so much. I don't know how to thank you. That's why I brought this man of God. And my mind went back to so many years ago. I said, God, this is a repetition. You are faithful. And that has encouraged me. Praise the Lord. Don't care whether people, whether they are seeing what you are doing or not. God is seeing it. And God will reward you in his own way and in his own time. Praise the Lord. How about Dorcas in the Bible? We know the story so much. Dorcas was so good. She was, that is in Acts chapter 9, verses 36 to 41. She helped so many women, the poor, the widow. And when she died, they refused that she must not die. The apostle came, they prayed, and according to the scripture, she was delivered alive to them. That is a reward of kindness. How about the Shunammite woman who was so kind to Elijah? Elijah didn't come to her. She just saw him. She perceived as a child of God. She made room for him, made him very comfortable. And Elijah wanted to pay her something in return. She said she didn't want anything, that she was comfortable. She asked the servant, what can we do for this woman that has been so kind to us? The servant told him, she does not have a child. And Elijah told her, so time, you will have a child. Did it come to pass or not? It did. She had a time. That was how God rewarded her kindness. So I've been encouraged this evening that we should show kindness. We should be kind one to another, just that we have been told in the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Benefits of kindness. Being kind to others has so many benefits. It not only has a direct effect on others, but it has positive impact on yourself as well. Kindness is very contagious. Kindness spreads goodness around as people tend to pay kindness forward. When you are kind to somebody, you cannot imagine how the person will go out a long way to help you. It is true. When you are kind to somebody, maybe you are more privileged to. I show the person kindness from time to time. The person can never see you suffering one thing or the other. Anything the person can do, the person will do it to make you comfortable. So those of us that have servants, or we are more privileged than others, let us do kindness to others. All those that are under us, our subordinates, we should be kind to them. Let's show their kindness because it is contagious. They will tend to pay you back with kindness. Praise the Lord. Kindness fills us with joy as we discover that it is more blessed to give than to receive. It's true. It happens to me when I'm able to help somebody out of a situation. I have a kind of joy, a kind of fulfillment. It makes me happy. Kindness develops our relationship and makes them sweeter. Kindness gives us happy and healthy hearts and minds. Kindness brings blessings. Proverbs 11, 24 to 25. There is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Invest in people. God will definitely water you. God will definitely reward you. God will pay you back. And one thing, it will not come the way you expect, but God will definitely reward you. He brings blessings. Praise the Lord. I want to state here that for us to be able to manifest this fruit of kindness, one has to be born again. Because the fruits of the Spirit, they are produced by those who have received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and their personal Savior. The natural man, without encountering Christ, cannot go an extra mile to help people, or to be good to people, or to kind to help, to be kind to people. The question is, what will I gain from it? As one of my colleagues is fond of saying, do this one, what will I gain from it? How will it benefit me? Do not be thinking of what will benefit instantly. Do it. The benefits will come. It may come immediately. It may come some other time. But I assure you, God's word does not fail. He said, he who waters will also be watered himself. Praise the Lord. We must have the Holy Spirit. I've been told that the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit, you cannot manifest this fruit of kindness. Because the fruit is produced by the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit that's in the person, and not the Christian. And we saw earlier on, it is by the grace of God. You need faith also. You know why you need faith? You may not have much, but someone will come to you that needs something, or she needs something. And you look at what you have. If you look at what you have, you will not readily help that person. But if you believe God, that God that rewards those that give, he will keep you, he will survive you, like salary earners to the end of the month. You will see how God may surprise you. God will survive you just because you helped a fellow Christian in need. You need humility also. Have you seen a proud man that is kind? Proud people, like I have observed, have experienced, they are not kind in any way. There was a day I was passing that in front of Campus One there. So it's like this man, he had money. I know he has, but he's a rich man. So it's like he sent somebody a message to go and buy something for him. So the person was a change of 100 naira. The man said, okay, make I take this one now. Say, what? Who give you money to tell me? Come on, bring it. I was looking at it. I said, come on, 100 naira. This man will not part with it to somebody that really needs 100 naira. Praise the Lord. To him, how can this non-entity have the boldness to ask me to give him money? I will give him if I want to, but do not have to ask. Praise the Lord. So God will help us in Jesus' name. Then we need prayers too. If you want to, because like we said, it's not something that just comes like that. It is a fruit of the Spirit. Those that are giving their life to Jesus Christ, I know you are not, don't have this ability, don't have this fruit in you. You pray, you want to be kind. Like I prayed when I saw what happened to my mother, I prayed that God help me to be kind. You pray, and God will answer you. Praise the Lord. Conclusion. When kindness is at work in a person's life, he or she looks for ways to adapt to meet the needs of others. It is moral goodness that overflows. It's also the absence of malice. The love of Christ for us is undeserved. Also, we should not insist that people earn our love and kindness either. Praise the Lord. The love of Christ for us is undeserved. His kindness to us is undeserved. But so we should not insist that people must earn our kindness or our love before we show them love or kindness. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your rewards will be great. And you'll be the sons, you'll be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Matthew chapter 5. Let's start from 44. Please go to 44. Go back to verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Is it easy to be kind to people, somebody you know, this person hates you. Is it easy to be kind to that person? If the person is in trouble, the tendency to say, I'm good for him, good for him. But we're being told as children of God that we should be kind to our enemies, kind to those that hate us, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. We should be like our Father. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Freely give. Freely give. Because freely you have received. Somebody should not earn our love or our kindness before we show the person love or kindness. I want to sing a song here that came to my mind. God forgave my sin. In Jesus' name, I'll be born again. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I come to you to share his word as he told me to. He said, freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others we know that are the freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others we know that are our acts of kindness can bring someone to the house of God, can bring someone to the knowledge of God. That is a very good way of evangelism. Praise the Lord. I will close with some quotes as below. Love and kindness are never wasted. They bless the one who receives, and they bless the giver. I've given so many illustrations to that effect. Love and kindness are never wasted. Barbara De Angelis. You can accomplish by kindness what you cannot by force. Very true. What you cannot accomplish by force, you can accomplish it by kindness. Do things for people, not because of who they are or what they do in return, but because of who you are. Who are you? You are the child of God. Harold S. Kushner. One beautiful heart is better than 1,000 beautiful faces. I repeat, one beautiful heart is better than 1,000 beautiful faces. So choose people having beautiful hearts rather than their faces. I pray that our lives will truly represent God and all that he so desires of us, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise Master Jesus. We jam those hands for Jesus. It's now question time or contribution. Questions, please, or contribution.